Indonesia can order account deletions under new crypto finfluencer rules. Indonesia introduced rules governing how financial influencers promote investments, and crypto promotions are squarely inside the scope. According to a report from CoinDesk, published on June 24, 2026, the country's Financial Services Authority, OJK, can now request that platforms delete the accounts of influencers who breach the requirements. That takedown power is the part that separates this from the disclosure codes most regulators have settled for. The move puts Southeast Asia's largest economy alongside a growing list of governments trying to police the gap between paid marketing and what reads as independent investment advice. A regulator that recently absorbed crypto OJK is not a bystander to crypto. Oversight of crypto assets transferred to OJK from the commodities agency BAPPBTI in early 2025, reclassifying tokens as digital financial assets and folding them into the same supervisory perimeter as securities. The agency already publishes a whitelist of licensed crypto traders operating in the country, and only firms on that list can legally offer services to Indonesian users. Bringing influencer marketing under the same roof closes an obvious loophole. A licensed exchange can be supervised directly. The thousands of accounts pushing tokens, yield programs, and referral links to that exchange's audience could not, until now. Disclosure, certification, and shared liability. The framework leans on three obligations rather than one. Influencers analyzing securities have to be licensed as investment advisors, while those running promotional content must register as marketing partners. Paid endorsements have to be disclosed, and the promotion has to present risk alongside the upside instead of leading with returns. Separate guidance holds the companies that hire influencers responsible for what those influencers say, so a broker or token issuer cannot outsource a misleading claim and treat it as someone else's problem. For crypto specifically, OJK has signaled that promoters will need a certification before they can market assets. The certification standard has not been spelled out in detail yet, which leaves the most consequential question, how high the bar sits, open for now. The takedown power changes. The calculus disclosure rules are common. The ability to have an account removed is rarer, and it shifts the incentive math for anyone running a promotion business. A fine can be priced in as a cost of doing business. Losing the audience that the entire operation depends on cannot. That is the lever OJK is reaching for, and it is the reason this rule has more teeth than a labeling requirement on its own. The flip side is reach. An account deletion is only as effective as the platform's willingness to act on the request, and many of the largest platforms sit outside Indonesian jurisdiction. The rule's real-world bite will depend on cooperation that the announcement does not guarantee. The reach into crypto card promotions referral marketing is the engine behind a large share of crypto card signups. Card programs hand affiliates a link or code, the affiliate's audience signs up, and both sides collect a bonus or a slice of cashback rewards. Indonesian creators promoting that funnel now fall under the same disclosure and certification logic as someone shilling a token, because the regulator drew the line around financial promotion broadly rather than around any single asset class. For readers in Indonesia, the practical upshot is small but real. Promotions for cards and exchanges should start carrying clearer paid partnership labels and risk language, and the loudest, least qualified voices have a reason to tone things down. None of that replaces reading the actual fee schedule, but a disclosed incentive is more useful than a hidden one.